It's time for a podcast from JW, Anna, and Friends.
And speaking of friends, we've got friends, guests from the community, from the Area Agency on Aging in here. Vaughn and Angela are in.
Welcome back.
And they were in recently, but they are back with us because the Medicare open enrollment begins on Friday, which is 2 days from now, and runs through December 7th. It's time to get up to date. They've got services at the Area Agency on Aging that are free to help you out. Very important time because, first of all, there's people out there who may be close to or about in the next few months to turn 65, and it's extremely important, no matter what your situation is, to go ahead and sign up for some type of Medicare, right?
Right.
That's correct.
Talk about the importance of signing up if you're about to be 65.
Right. If you're about to be 65, we definitely want you to sign up for Medicare Part D, which is the drug plan for prescription drugs, because if you don't sign up when you're eligible, there could be a penalty that you would incur later on if you tried to sign up, if you got some prescriptions subscribed from the doctor.
Right.
And you don't sign up now, then I know some people like to use different discount cards and things like that, but having a Part D plan, we can help you pick the best one that's for you. The one that covers your medications specifically and that can be cost effective for you in the long run.
Oh, right. Fantastic.
I don't think we've asked this question before. I think we got a new one.
Okay, good. What is it?
If you are about to turn 65 and you want to and you sign up for something, but you can sign up for part of it, like you're saying, because you get the A, B, C, D, all that kind of stuff.
Right.
You don't have to sign up for it all at the beginning. You can sign up for one part of it, and then if you decide the next year to change or add more, is that correct?
Well, what you can do is when you sign up for the Part D plan, even if you sign up for Part A and B, you can always, Part A is normally the free, the hospital.
All right.
So it covers the hospital coverage, but Part B is the one that normally costs $148.50. Each month. So that is normally taken from your Social Security benefits.
Uh-huh.
But you can actually, if you have other creditable coverage, say you're still working and you're 65, you don't have to take that Part B plan just right then. You can wait.
That's right. So you can sign up for part of it, and then later on down the road, you can change and add.
You can.
But don't just not sign up at all. That's where you mess up.
Right.
Is if you don't sign up at all.
Okay.
So
see?
Yeah.
Look at you, John.
Wow. Sometimes I impress even my,
even myself.
So you said if you're within 3 months of turning, what is that?
Right, if you're within 3 months of turning 65, then you will receive your Medicare information from Social Security in the mail. So that'll probably include your card, your Medicare card with your Part A coverage and Part B coverage listed, or it may be only, you may have only, you know, it depends on how much you've worked and how many credits you have, whether you get the Part A for free or you get the Part B. So it's we can help you to we'll guide you through all of that. Once you get that Medicare information, give us a call and we'll be happy to help you.
So does that, I'm trying to get this straight in my mind, does that mean that this is the open enrollment time, but let's just say
it's not open.
Let's just say that you're going to turn 65 in June of 2022.
Mm-hmm.
So in the spring of 2022, you'll get your information. Then you can enroll then, even though that's not open enrollment, because you're turning 65.
That's right.
Right.
That's
so it's a change in life, a significant change in life event.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yes,
it would be.
See, I knew the term.
All right. So,
you don't have to wait for an enrollment period if you're just beginning, if you're a newbie on Medicare.
Okay, gotcha.
We're newbies.
Yeah, I'm not there yet. And so that's take care of the people who are in that category. But there are also people that have already on Medicare, have been on Medicare, but there's always changes when you're talking about insurance, especially when you're talking about government type stuff. There's changes every year.
That's right.
So now is a good time. If you want to look at the changes, ask questions, this is why you need to make an appointment if you want to better your health benefit plan.
That's correct. Yes, we will help you look at all the options that are available.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, they come out on October the 15th, so we will be able to see everything that's available for you.
Mm-hmm.
Put your medications in to make sure that every plan that we look at covers your specific medications.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, you know, if you got any questions, it would be a good idea to make an appointment. And make an appointment as soon as possible so you don't wait to the last second as we get towards December the 7th. Hang around. We're going to talk more about what the Area Agency on Aging does for people about COVID vaccines at home
so
and all kinds
offered,
of things.
Yeah. So, yeah.
The best of most country, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. This would be local news time, but we've already had local news a couple of times this morning. So we'll let our new sponsor, Oak Creek Furniture.
American made.
Quality furniture you can purchase today in Bowie County, west of Texarkana. We'll let them be the sponsor of our continued talk with our friends Angela and Vaughn from the Area Agency on Aging, which is located on Elizabeth Street. What is the exact address on Elizabeth?
That exact address is 4808 Elizabeth in Texarkana, Texas.
Texarkana, Texas.
Thank you.
And their phone number, 1-800-372-4464. Open enrollment on Medicare. Whether you're about to turn 65 or you already have been in Medicare, the open enrollment time is October 15th through December 7th. Now, if you don't, I guess it's just like any other private insurance plan out there. If you don't want to make any changes, it just rolls over. You don't have to. But it makes a lot of sense to maybe ask some questions and say, what are the changes? Because you might get some benefits you didn't know about.
All right.
Now let's talk a little bit about the COVID vaccine. Y'all are doing something very, very helpful for people out there as far as COVID vaccine is concerned.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's correct. If you are someone that is, or someone you know that's homebound, they don't have transportation, and they're just, you know, kind of leery about getting out into the public, we can get a healthcare professional to come out and give you your COVID-19 vaccination.
Fantastic.
Isn't that nice?
The first one, the second one, regardless.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you can ask, you can tell them what vaccine you'd like, which brand or whatever.
Right.
You know, the Pfizer, Moderna, or J&J.
Right. And if they're, whichever one you prefer, if it's available, then they will give it to you.
Fantastic.
Or they'll give you other options.
Uh-huh. Okay. So that's a very good thing.
Yeah, that's such a great peace of mind.
Yeah. And people, sometimes it's a struggle for some people to get out to go get these vaccines. Or maybe, like you said, they're still kind of concerned about getting out, and I can understand. I can understand that part of it. So COVID vaccines in your home, they will come take care of that.
Right.
And you said during the Facebook that if there's businesses out there or industry that would like maybe more questions answered, you'll do like those, what do they call them, the Zoom?
Yeah, we'll do Zoom.
Yeah.
We'll do and any of you, if you're company has individuals that are going to be retiring that need help, we can do a presentation for them.
Oh, I love that.
And give them information on Medicare so to help them get ready.
Right. Mm-hmm. Information power.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Then very, very, very helpful. And what's the girl's name that's down there that takes care of people?
Oh, that's Miss Megan.
Megan. That's
Megan.
What I
thought it was. Shout out to Megan.
Shout out to Megan.
Yes. She is waiting for your call so she can get your schedule.
Yeah. And they're open now.
That's right. They're open 8 to 5, Monday through Friday.
All right. But you encourage people, surely, to make that appointment call. If they know they're going to come down or be on the phone or whatever, make that call early. We're all got that procrastination in us that we like to wait to the last minute on everything. except Anna there. She's on the...
It's called calendar reminders,
everybody. She's always, we're going to do this, we're doing that. And I'm like, huh? Do we have to do that today? But to make the appointment ahead of time and don't wait till the last minute, December 7th, because it'll probably get kind of hectic there.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, you got Thanksgiving and all of that on there. So,
that's that's correct. So,
right.
We definitely want you to get in. If there is some reason that you cannot get in by December 7th, you can actually, if you have any other benefits like extra help or anything like that, it helps you cover your medication costs, then you can change your plan outside the open enrollment period.
Oh, okay.
So
we can
help you with that. But if we get to where we're in a spot before the 7th and we're really, really busy, we can refer you to Medicare, 1-800-MEDICARE, and they can also help you with your plan.
Perfect.
Right. Well, that is cool. All right, Angela and Vaughn are with us from the Area Agency on Aging. They've been talking about the Medicare open enrollment, which we'll kind of put that together and wrap it up here in just a minute. But we always play a game with our friends, our guests in the community. Today's game is not Anna's favorite, but it's the one that came up. It's called Match the Mouth.
All right.
I'm going to give you a quote, and then I'm going to give you about, 4 or 5 celebrity-type people, and you decide who said it, okay?
All right, let's
do
this.
Here we go. And don't look at the screen. That would be cheating, Anna.
Okay, I don't.
I don't believe you.
That's your choice.
I don't need you to believe in me. I believe in me.
All right.
Okay, who said that?
John Williams.
No. Kim Kardashian, Kanye West, Daniel Craig, Blake Shelton, or Kenny Chesney? Who said, I don't need you to believe in me, I believe in me?
I'm going to go with old Daniel Craig.
Daniel Craig.
Well, we're country, so I'm going to go with Blake Shelton.
You're going to go with Blake. All right, we got a Daniel Craig and a Blake Shelton. What's your guess?
I'm going to do Kim Kardashian.
Well, we've got it. We've got it all covered, but Daniel Craig is the correct answer.
All right.
All right. Number two.
All right.
Quote, you never stay the same. You either get better or you get worse. Who said that? Did Tony Robbins say that? Tom Brady? Lorne Michaels? Isn't he the guy that does Saturday Night Live, the producer, director? Yeah. John Gruden or Pete Carroll? Now, we got three football people in there, a director and a whatever he is, Tony Robbins guy.
Comedian?
No, he's one of those better
life coaches.
That's the word I'm looking for. You never stay the same. You either get better or you get worse.
Well, you know who he is, so I'm going to go with that one.
Me too.
So we got two Tony Robbins? Three Tony Robbins? Yeah. Well, unfortunately, it was the guy that was in the news this week, the guy that lost his job, John Gruden. With the Las Vegas.
We make poor life choices sometimes.
Well, we do, and sometimes
they catch up with you.
All right, this is the last one.
All right.
Quote, we always push the boundaries on the styles that we put on a record. So these are music people, okay?
Right.
We always push the boundaries on the styles we put on a record. Did Donald Glover say that? Kendrick Lamar, Paul McCartney from Beatles fame, Adele, or the country group Zac Brown? Who said we always push the boundaries on the styles that we put on a record?
The key word being we, and it's the Zac Brown band.
Okay.
That's my deduction. What do you guys think?
Okay, yeah. We're with you, Anna.
So we're all going out on this limb with Anna.
Yes. Because I'm a limb and Anna. Yes.
Well, guess what? It's right.
All right.
Ooh, Anna.
You got 2 out of 3.
She did.
Yes, you're very impressive. Very impressive. All right, y'all did quite well on Match the Mouth. All right, Medicare open enrollment October 15th. That's this Friday through December 7th. They're already filling up on their appointments, so don't wait. Make that call to get your appointment. Once again, what's the number to call?
That magical number is 1-800-372-4464.
All right, and they're located on Elizabeth Street.
Right,
4808.
I was about to say 48 something.
Yeah.
4808.
Driving.
Elizabeth Street.
You'll see it.
And this is for people who are either just about to turn 65, they can open enrollment, or you're already on Medicare and you want to check out and get the information on the changes so maybe it can benefit you more and get the most out of your benefits.
Right.
Yes.
And, you know, if you're one of those people that, hey, I'm happy with it, I don't have to, it's okay. It'll roll over for you, but it's good to ask questions.
Right. And the agency offers so many other benefits, so if you have any questions, call them.
Yeah, free benefits. They're going to help you out. And they got the COVID-19 vaccines that they will come to your home if you're homebound or you're afraid to get out or anything like that.
Right.
They'll come take care. It's always good to have
you
all.
Thank you for coming in.
Thank you so much.
I hope you have a great day.
Okay. You will.
Same to you all.
Thanks for listening, and be sure to listen for more from JW, Anna, and Friends Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on The Pig.